The Judy Canova program will follow in just a moment.
What is the 14-day palm olive plan?
Yes, what is the 14-day palm olive plan?
It's the biggest beauty news in years. Doctors tested this plan, proved it brought lovelier complexions to 2 out of 3 of all the women tested. Here it is.
Wash your face with palm olive soap. Then massage for a full 60 seconds with palm olive's beautifying lather. Then rinse. Do this 3 times a day.
Easy to do, yet 36 doctors proved this palm olive plan brings a lovelier complexion to 2 out of 3 women. No matter what type of skin you have, dry or oily, the 14-day palm olive plan works. So get palm olive. See what palm olive can do for your skin in only 14 days.
For a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles, it's Colgate Tooth Powder. For a riot of fun, it's America's wacky, wistful, wonderful, scatterbrained Judy Canova.
Howdy, folks, howdy. Well, sir, I just got back from Rancho Canova. Yep, went over there to see all the animals. I sure did feel sorry for one of my little hens. She had an awful, terrible accident. She swallowed the yo-yo. Yep, now I've got the only hen in the country that can lay them and retrieve them at the same time. And, you know, I'm sure tired. Yep, I was working all day yesterday. There's a soldier camp back at the motel here, and last night I gave a dance for the soldiers. There was 30 fellas and me. I wore myself to a frazzle cutting in on them. There was one fella there I took a shine to. He had a lovely head on his chest. Mine. Yep, he fell madly in love with me at first sight. Darn it, I wished he hadn't have took that second look. But I brung him over from the camp to the motel in a taxi. I had the awful time of putting my arms around him. He's sitting up front with the driver. You know, but I can't understand yet why he didn't fall for me. I had on some new perfume. It's very alluring, and besides, it kills ants. You know what? Just when the party was going good, my grandma come over direct from a swing shift. And if I do say it right here and now, I'm telling you, she sure looked good. Oh, she was cute. She reminded me of Veronica Lake. She was wearing a beard draped over one chin. And, she got very excited during the dance and forgot to turn off her welder's torch. Right then and there, one of the soldiers got a sort of a high hot foot. Well, so when the party finally broke up, all the fellas lined up and kissed me goodnight. Gosh, 30 fellas kissing me. I had to sleep face down on a pie tin all night to get my lips to unpucker.
And now, folks, Judy Canova gives you her impression of an opera singer's rendition of that popular hit tune, Mersey Dose. Charles Dandy, on the front of the accompaniment.
Dosey, dosey, little lambsy divey, hi tiddly divey too, wouldn't you? Yes, mersey, dosey, 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 little lambsy divey, hi tiddly tivey too, why wouldn't you? Now if the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumpy and jivey, say mersey, dosey, and dosey, dosey, and a little lambsy divey. Yeah, mersey, dosey, 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 little lambsy divey, I giddly-tabbly too, why wouldn't you? I giddly-tabby too, put on Mersey Dose and Dosey Hoot. The words sound queer. honey to your ear and a little bit cover and divey. Sing merry thoughts and dozy thoughts. And
little and divey, little and divey, little and divey.
There's a Hollywood wolf in lamb's clothing.
Folks, Judy and the gang have decided to turn the motel into a combination auto camp and rest home. And as our scene opens tonight, we find them on their way to town to put an ad in the newspaper.
Say, Miss Judy, we've been driving a long time. Where are we?
Well, we're out of California.
How do you know?
It stopped raining.
Say, Pedro, isn't it wonderful sitting in this station wagon, sailing along the streets with a spring breeze?
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senor, but will you stop talking in my face?
All right, boys, now stop.
Why, this little squirt, I ought to slap his silly puss.
Pedro, why did you break that windshield?
Well, Senorita, he was fogging it so I could not see.
Ooh, Sylvester, you better sit in the back with Mr. Niles and Mr. Dean.
Oh, shuffling fucker's head.
Pedro, did I tell you that you really look classy like in that there new suit?
No, muchas gracias, Senorita.
A mess of grass to you, too, Pedro. But, getting back to your suit, do you copy your clothes from those famous fashions in Esquire?
Oh, no, Senorita. How would I look always answering the telephone in a negligee? Senorita, you look very sweet, too, and I do not know why you are not married.
Oh, shucks, I've thought of it, Pedro, but after all, I can only marry one man, and think how unfair that would be to all the other men in Hollywood.
Well, if I married you, Miss Judy, Mr. Niles would be the best man.
That's right, Pedro.
You've decided that Mr. Niles would be the best man? Well, don't you think you should have asked me first?
All right, you be the best man. Now I go to find somebody to be the bride.
Hey, you, pull over there.
He means us, Pedro. Pull over to the curb.
Are you Ken Niles?
Yes, officer.
Don't I hear you every Tuesday night say, for a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles, use Colgate tooth powder?
Yes.
And don't you say that Colgate tooth powder removes dull surface film from your teeth, leaving them sparkling and all their natural brilliance?
Well, yes.
And don't you say that Colgate tooth powder not only cleans your teeth and gives you a brilliant smile, but it also stops oral unpleasing breath?
Well, yes.
And don't you say it has been definitely proved by scientific tests that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate tooth powder stops oral unpleasing breath instantly?
Yes.
And don't you always finish by saying, so if you want a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles, brush your teeth with Colgate tooth powder night and morning and before every date, and I'll promise you a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles. Remember the name, Colgate tooth powder.
Well, that's right, but officer, if you knew all this, why did you want to talk to me?
Well, gee, it gets awfully lonesome out here with no one to talk to, kid.
Poor man, him. Let's all get out and walk. It's only a few blocks to the newspaper office. Gee, it's swell to be back in town again. Oh, look, there's a Red Cross booth. Say, that reminds me. There's a Red Cross drive on. Now, come on, everybody. Now's a good time for us to make our contributions. All right, Mr. Niles, you're first.
All right, there's mine.
All right, Sylvester, you're next.
Yes, sir.
All right, Eddie. Pedro, it's your turn to step up.
I hate myself 2 pesos, but here goes my 2 pieces. I got him verse vice.
Well, never mind that. Just drop it in there.
Yes, senorita.
And here's mine, mister.
Thank you, miss. Say, I know you're a celebrity. Would you entertain for us to draw a crowd?
Why, sure. We'll all entertain. We'll start off with my foreman here. Eddie Dean will sing for you.
Well, that's lovely. You know I'm trying to place you. You're not Jack Benny, are you?
Certainly not. Go ahead and sing, Eddie.
Here's Eddie Dean with a brand new treatment of a current favorite, River of the Roses.
I met her by the River of the Roses. The sweetest girl this side of the Alamo. I left her by the River of the Roses. With tear-dimmed eyes, she whispered, I'll miss you so. And someday, by the River of the Roses, I don't know when, but we'll meet again, I know. She's waiting by the River of the Roses. The sweetest girl this side of the Alamo. All the roses have faded since we've been apart. But the one rose she gave me will always bloom within my heart. And someday, by the River of the Roses, I don't know when, but we'll meet again, I know. She's waiting by the River of the Roses. The sweetest girl this side of the Alamo.
Say, Judy, there are a lot of servicemen on the streets, aren't there? Judy, what did you stop for?
Miss Noss, I was just looking at that poor sailor's breeches.
Well, what's the matter with them?
Shucks, got all that cloth at the bottom instead of moving it up where it's needed.
Well, come on, here's the newspaper office. Let's go in.
Gee, I hope we can get the ad started in tonight's paper. Let's go. Oh, there's the manager over there. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Gosh, mister, what's the matter?
Oh, I'll be all right. It was just the shock of seeing your face in the bright light.
Just a second, sir. You can't talk that way about Miss Judy. She is so shy, so sweet, so innocent, and so trusting.
Thank you, Sylvester. Gee, you're so considerate, so kind, so understanding, and so gallant.
There's a couple of so-and-sos.
Now, now for that twiffly twaffle. I come here to put an ad in your paper.
All right, where is it?
Well, I ain't read it yet.
Well, step over there to our classified ad department. I'll be with you in a few minutes. Oh, you'll find pencil and paper.
Thank you, sir. Gee whiz, look at all the ads. Man with corkscrew would like to meet lady with bottle of scotch. Look, look here. Here's another one. Says, room to rent to man with bay window and back stoop on trolley line with clean sheet.
Hold the presses, hold the presses. I've got a headline for the people of Florida.
A headline for the people of Florida? What is it?
We had 3 days of sunshine in California. Yeah.
Mr. Knowles, help me get this ad together.
All right. Well, let's see. We'll tell them about the location and the environment.
And we better tell them about our bridal suite for newlyweds.
Well, then I better get the shower to working in there. You know what they always say, a new groom sleeps clean.
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
What is it, Pedro?
Well, Senorita, don't forget to tell him about the hot and cold running.
The hot and cold running what?
I don't know, Senorita. I could never catch any of them.
Well, have you got the ad made out?
Not yet, mister. Say, Miss Judy, you didn't speak about the Queen's lean. Specify that circular steaks are cooked over a smoldering charcoal fire.
Stand back! You're putting the fire out!
Never mind. Here's the ad, mister. How much?
Well, this is not good, and it's not bad.
Well, let me look at it again. Maybe I can hit a happy mediocre.
Pardon me, are you Miss Judy Canova?
Yes, I am.
We have a telephone call for you.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello, honey.
Oh, hello, Geranium. How's everything at the motel?
Well, I just wanted to tell you that I took your cake out of the oven, and man, it's sure heavy.
My cake is heavy? Geranium, that's supposed to be a very light cake.
Well, all I know, honey, is you're the only one in Hollywood that has a stove with bow legs.
Geranium, listen, what'd you call me for?
Well, honey, could I get this evening off? I want to meet my new boyfriend, George Washington Brown. He's a street cleaner on Central Avenue.
He is?
Yeah, I'm helping him write a book.
Yeah, well, what's the name of the book?
George Washington Brown Swept Here. Yeah, he gonna teach me the latest dance too, honey. It's called the samba.
The samba? What kind of a dance is that?
Well, honey, it's kind of hard to explain, but the front of you runs like a Cadillac and the back of you makes like a Jeep.
Well, never mind. Listen, you stay there now till we get home. We're leaving in a few minutes.
All right.
And Geranium, go over to the rancho and throw down some hay for the horses. And then drive the pigs in out of the woods and milk the cows. And then go in the hen house because I
honey,
want...
Honey, if you expect me to lay the eggs, I quit.
It's all a silly thing, lay the eggs. Mister, how much is the ad?
Miss Canova, I can't run this ad the way it stands. If I do, it'll cost you $22,000. Now, if I go over...
Now, listen here. I know what we writ, and that's what we want. I writ plenty of ads when I was on the paper.
You were on a paper?
Yep. Me and Pappy run the Bradford County Gargle. In fact, it was on everybody's tongue. We had 300 subscribers.
My, 300 subscribers. You did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how did you keep your circulation up?
I rubbed myself with a tater sack.
Yeah, I can imagine you working on a newspaper. I'll bet you can't even write a headline.
Why, I sure can.
All right, I just got some front page news here. Here's a story about a girl and a fellow eloped, woke up the preacher at 3 o'clock in the morning to marry them. Now, what would be the headline?
Oh, shucks, that's easy. Preacher ties knot in shirt tail.
Well, I'm sure glad you aren't working on this paper, madam.
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senor. Maybe you could use me. I was on the Washington Post, the Seattle Post, and the San Francisco Post. Senor, I led a dog's life.
What did you do on the paper, my little man?
Well, I wrote the Poet's Corner.
You wrote poetry? Oh, don't make me laugh.
Well, Senor, I give you a sample. 30 days, Hacienda, April, June, and Sombrero. All the rest have 29 except me, and I got 1875 because gentlemen prefer bonds, no?
Well, enough of this. Miss Canova, your ad will appear in tonight's late edition, and I'll send you a bill for it.
Thank you very much, kind sir. Come on, everybody, let's go.
Hey, not that door. You'll fall into the presses.
Hey, look out, Judy.
Help!
Good heavens, she's fallen into the printing press.
What? There she goes through the presses with the 5-star finals.
Shut off those presses. Come on, follow me. She'll come out over here with the rest of the papers.
Look, there she comes. She's all covered with print.
Well, here, help me pick her up.
Yeah. Judy, are you hurt?
No, Mr. Niles.
Miss Canova, are you sure there's nothing wrong?
Well, there's only one thing.
Really? What's that?
Shucks, I'll have to set on Hitler all the way home.
Well, Judy will be back with us in a few minutes with another song. But in the meantime, here's something that makes sense, and lots of it. Today's Colgate Tooth Powder promises you a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles. A double protection for your charm that you can't afford to pass up. For Colgate is one tooth powder that will remove the dull surface film from your teeth, revealing all their natural, attractive sparkle. And at the same time, bring you the priceless assurance that your breath is sweet and wholesome. You simply brush your teeth with Colgate tooth powder night and morning and before every date. And then step out confident in the fact that scientific tests have definitely proved Colgate tooth powder actually stops oral unpleasing breath. Stops it instantly, let me add, in 7 cases out of 10. So remember, for a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles, get Colgate tooth powder, won't you? That's it. Colgate tooth powder. And here is Judy with a song dedicated to all our servicemen entitled, I Walk Alone.
I walk alone where once we wandered. It seems so strange since you are gone. Till you return, I'll stay the same, dear. I'll still be true and walk alone. By stars above, I swear to love you with all the love I've ever known. While we're apart, you'll always own me. When teardrops start, I walk alone. But I pray for your returning. But while you're gone, I walk alone. Folks, we got our ad in the paper for the rest home, and all we have to do now is just sort of sit back and wait for folks to come and stay with us. So we'll see y'all back at Rancho Canova Motel next Tuesday at this very same time. This is simply yours, Judy Canova in Hollywood, saying thanks a lot and
good night, soldier, wherever you may be. Heart lonely without you. Good night, soldier, that reveille. Find me dreaming about you.
Remember, folks, for a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles, use Colgate tooth powder.
Good night, Jeff.
Good night, King. See y'all next Tuesday.
Thank you.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.